Thank you very much. Yeah, absolutely. Many lessons learned. I think that one of them is that the pandemic and the effect of the from the measure to control it has exacerbated the structural determinants of poverty and vulnerability. That was the important to take into account. And the pre-existing inequalities that we are already know related to access to education, health, land, water, have just increased. And but we have new inequalities that surface, like digital gap and inequitable vaccine distribution. That came to the forefront. And while the restriction of fundamental freedoms and access to civil society has shrinking, as I mentioned before. So, but also some groups were specifically affected by that. Poor people or people in situation of poverty have suffered from discrimination, and especially because of they didn't have adequate social protection systems available for them. And especially women and LGBTQI communities, indigenous people and black communities have been very much affected. We note that the pandemic surfaced and exacerbated the dysfunctionalities of normal that was already in crisis in most of our societies. And that has already indicated especially the shocking economic and social inequality, but also the persistent discrimination such as racism, xenophobia, homophobia, and misogyny. That was one of the lessons that we learned. But the most important that I would like to share with you is the confluence of fundamentalism. The religious, economic, and political fundamentalisms have redefined values, realigned institutions, and also undermined human rights in most of the situations, pushing people and nations to very dangerous situations, actually. And the differentiated and intersectional impacts become much more glaring when we zoom into the issues like climate change, gender equality, peace and human security, and migration and displacement, especially because that are issues that are in our recurring situations. And the fundamentalism in its religious, economic, and political manifestations had led to the denial of the rights of vulnerable people and minorities. And we have saw religious leaders, businessmen, politicians changing laws and colluding for their own interests, changing even the understanding of the indivisible and universal human rights. In many countries, we saw that. And the discrimination against LGBTQI people, indigenous people, black people, and poor people have been a constant outcome of this fundamentalism, and many times supported by governments that have been used that just to support these groups. And we need to be very frank on these topics. I would like just to mention very quickly the digital divide. We note that digitalization offers a lot of opportunities for society and organizations, but also there is pernicious side effects, especially for communities, poor communities that do not have access to this technology. And we should try to guarantee, for instance, that the internet become more of a right than a privilege or charity. And we saw all during the pandemic, homeschooling, for instance, who has been able to do this kind of things. And I will try to be very brief also. In terms of, we see many countries closing their borders, especially for refugees that are trying to have a safe haven. But also in terms of the regular migration, the space and the opportunity has reduced as well. And although there are some benefits in terms of for migration for those workers that needs to be in a specific sector, like the essential sectors, but they never got the same benefits than the nationals, and especially when they lack documentation. I will stop by here, but ready to explore a little bit more in the next round, if we have one, in terms of how you can do to address these factors. Thank you.
migration,